Cherry Blair is registered with and securities are offered through Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. Brokers International Financial Services, LLC is not an affiliated company. California license number 0B42369. Not associated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.
Welcome back to Change It Up. Now here's your host, Paula Shaw.
Welcome back to Change It Up Radio with Paula Shaw. And in studio with me right now is the lovely and beautifully colorful today, Cherry Blair. I feel very drab in your presence, my darling.
But you make up for it because look at that beautiful piece that you've got around your neck.
I sparkle my amber.
Yes.
So let me tell you a little bit about this lovely woman before we start talking about women and the economics of women. Cherry Blair has been a financial advisor for over 27 years. And what I especially love about her work is she is dedicated to helping women grow beautiful financial futures. She really puts time, energy, and money into educating women about finances so that they can make good decisions. You know, she's taught us in the past that women are living longer and they tend to have less. So this is the woman you want to see so that your financial future is just filled with fun and plenty of funds. That was pretty good, wasn't it? Fun and funds.
That's good, Paula. We like that.
So let me just say that not only is Cherry a sponsor of this show and a great financial advisor, she is, her company is Cherry Blair Financial Services, but she's just a great human being and one of my favorite people, and I'm delighted you're here today, Cherry.
Thank you, Paula.
So let's talk let's talk a little bit about the economics of women.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Let's do that. I'm so excited to be doing this today because it's so up for all of us. And it's a big topic and will be for quite some time. So I'm ready to get going on this. So
okay.
From the World Economic Forum, they're saying it could take 202 years, according to a 2018 Global Gender Gap Report.
Or
the gender gap to narrow.
What?
But there's still a long way to go before parity is reached.
Now, wait a minute. 200 and plus years before women are making equal wages with men?
That's according to a global gender report.
Are you sure we're talking from the 1800s?
I know. Isn't this sad? But we're talking globally.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's huge globally. That's not just our country. That's
right.
Just not the United States.
Okay,
that's globally.
It.
But still, nevertheless, we want women all over the globe, all of you, all of us, to have equality and the pay gap and so on and so forth. So
absolutely.
For economic equality between men and women to be achieved all over the world. Okay, this report benchmarks how countries perform across four dimensions, and that is economic participation and opportunity, educational attainment, health and survival, and political empowerment.
That brings to mind a lot of questions. If I could just interrupt for a second, is one of the major reasons in other countries that women are not making equal money because they haven't had the educational opportunity?
Absolutely. I'll get more into that a little bit further down the road, but absolutely. So that's why you see the 202 years or plus 200 years.
I see.
Because
I get it now.
In some other countries, for women to get the education, it's just not there for them like it is for us here. So also we know societies cannot afford to lose out on the skills, the ideas, and the perspective of half of humanity.
That's right. We're half of humanity.
Right. So
That's a great point.
As a country, as a globe, we cannot lose out on half or over half of all this talent of ideas and skills and so on and so forth. So the progress has been slow, and this World Economic Forum defines economic participation and opportunity quality using four different measures as well. Labor force participation, wage equality for similar work, estimated earned income, and the percentage of women in management and leadership positions, and the percentages of women in professional and technical fields as well. So the forum cites factors contributing to this gap is the lack of leadership opportunities available to women.
Which makes total sense to me, because there are countries in the world where women are still believed to be subservient to men, right?
Oh, absolutely.
We're the second-class citizens.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like I said, that's why they're saying 200 years, which is a long time. So across 29 countries that provide data on unpaid labor, women on average spend twice as much time as men doing work that is unpaid. So that's across 29 countries. If you can,
unpaid?
You know, yes. Women spend double the amount of time men do and doing work that they're not paid.
Wow.
So that, you know, hence that. So I just wanted to start out with a little couple of statistics to get us going, and that'll
sure.
help. So because the gender gap is a result of many factors, including, as we talked about, occupational segregation, biased against working mothers, direct pay discrimination, racial biases, disabilities, access to education, which you talked about, Paula, all of these, and even age comes into play.
So let me ask you a couple questions here, because in the promo for the show, I mentioned that how you and I had learned from Breaking the Money Silence from Kathleen.
Yes, Kathleen Burns Kingsbury.
Yes, Kathleen Burns Kingsbury, that women make 80 cents to the dollar that men make. And for women of color, that goes much lower.
Right.
So what is that about? Is that because of education? Is that because of bias, prejudice?
Well,
What's happening there? It has to do
with, the studies have found that it has to do with several factors. Like I said, occupational segregation, biased against working mothers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's a bias against
mothers. But the working mother thing, I get it, but that wouldn't matter if you were white or color.
Right.
But the women of color, I think the educational part makes a lot of sense.
Absolutely. Such as, you know, racial bias, right?
Mm-hmm.
So racial bias. So let me just talk about some of those numbers you just talked about, because I think that's important. So women earnings as a percentage of a white male earnings. So Hispanic or Latina woman would earn 53% or 53 cents on the dollar.
Wow. 53, that's almost half as much.
That's right. And Black or African-American women earn 61% or 61 cents on a dollar.
Mm.
Where white women, this study was actually done, or these numbers were taken in 2017, and it says white women were 77%, but now it's known as to be 80% on a dollar. Actually, I have good news for us. For those of us here in California, we're actually higher than 80% on the dollar, or 80 cents on the dollar, which is good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a little bit different. Asian women, they earn 85%, so that means 85 cents on the dollar.
Wow.
They're actually high. Education. Education.
Education. Okay, I was going to say, what are they doing? What are we missing?
Education. American Indian, 58%. Or 58 cents on the dollar, and they say Native Hawaiians 62% or 62 cents on the dollar.
Wow.
Another interesting statistic, I think, is that in some occupations, women collectively are receiving billions less than they would with equal pay.
Whoa.
For instance, women working as physicians or surgeons are paid $19 billion less annually than if they were paid the same as man in that occupation.
Oh my God.
So I have a couple of those numbers because I think it's very interesting.
But
for,
you know,
physicians,
I have to say,
surgeons,
physicians and surgeons, that is really dumb on the parts of people who are not choosing those women, because we all know we have smaller fingers. We can do more beautiful, what's the word? You know, like that fine work. We do it better.
Detailed work.
Detailed
that's work.
That's the word I want.
Well, I do know that there are some men that like to knit, Paula.
That's true, but they have bigger fingers. You know, if somebody's going to be sewing up a small organ of mine, I'd rather it be somebody with smaller fingers.
Well, I'm just about, okay, if for a female physician or surgeon, they say the pay ratio is 71% to what a male makes. So the average of what a male would earn is like a little less than $250,000, according to a woman earning like $170,000. a year. My. So that's big. And then
I have to tell you, Sherry, that's pretty shocking to me in a profession like medicine, because everybody comes in with the same basic education. So how do you discriminate, pay a female surgeon less than a male surgeon? They're both surgeons. They both went to medical school.
Well, that's a good question, and we'll talk more about that as we go along here, okay?
All right.
So according to
we've only got 30 seconds left before we have to end this segment. So do you want to throw this out, and then we'll be on the edge of our seats till segment?
So according to a 2018 money census report by Elevest, which is a women's investing company, 83% of women said they believe that there is a gender gap. Only 61 of the men agree that there is.
Mm.
So we'll talk more about that.
Okay. So the women do think there's a gender gap.
83%.
A lot of the men are saying, no, there isn't.
Yeah, the men are only 61% of the men even say that there is a gender gap.
I see. Well, I know you'll be on the edge of your seat to find out, is or isn't there a gender gap in the way people are paid? And we'll find out in just a moment after this break. We'll be back with Sherry Blair.
We'll be right back with more Change It Up with Paula Shaw on AM 1170, The Answer.
Now, more than ever, it's important for women to understand why they need a financial strategy. Women tend to make less money than men, live longer, and face more financial challenges during retirement. Hi, I'm Sherry Blair. With evolving roles and increasing responsibilities, women are seeking out ways to become more knowledgeable about their finances. My life's work has been to empower women to make good financial decisions today to help ensure you have a bright future tomorrow. I'm here to help you learn more and to become more. Give me a call for your free no-obligation consultation or a second opinion at 619-997-0416. 619-997-0416. That's 619-997-0416.
Sherry Blair is registered with and securities are offered through Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. Brokers International Financial Services, LLC is not an affiliated company. California license number 0B42369.
Welcome back to Change It Up. Now here's your host, Paula Shaw.
Welcome back to Change It Up Radio with Paula Shaw. We are talking about women and money today, and to my shock and surprise, I have found out from my guest today and our sponsor, Sherry Blair, that women are still being paid significantly less money than men, even in professions like surgeons and doctors.
Right.
So, Sherry.
Yes.
Keep going. Tell us more.
I had just talked about 83% in this one study that was done in 2018 that women believe that there's a gender gap where the men performing the same job, and only 61 of those men even agreed. A defector on both the right and left have said that the wage gap is just a myth. It's concocted from skewed stats. Mm. That don't account for hours of work and experience earned. While women, on the whole, might earn less, women aren't making less than men do for the same job. That's what some say, like I said, people that don't believe on the right or the left.
You know, I have a friend who is a researcher.
Mm.
And even in that profession, doing the exact same research in the same lab, she found out that a man was making significantly more money than she was.
Really?
Yes, in the exact same function. And but she set about making that right. She was bold, she felt entitled and strong, and she went in, stated her case, and they matched the money.
That's great. And I think that's what you have to do, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But much of the wage gap can be explained by factors like occupational segregation, which I mentioned before. Mm. And that's when work in a female-dominated field is valued less than work in a male-dominated field. And women's traditional role as unpaid caretakers and caregivers, this is according to a Pew Research Center.
Mm-hmm.
But there's I have some information from a director of the Institute for Women's Policy Research.
Mm-hmm.
She has said that She believes there's another element to man's disbelief.
And what Ready? Is that?
Ready, Facebook? Okay. They don't want to believe they are benefiting from an unequal system, which would imply they'd been rewarded for more than just their own merits. Well.
You go, girl. You go.
Oh, well. But, you know, getting back to, you know, what you were talking about with the professional, like such as a physician, surgeon, so on and so forth, mm-hmm. looking into this, that for many people, getting an MBA or going on and getting an advanced degree, a graduate work or a PhD or whatever, they always think of that as a bigger paycheck or a loftier position in the workplace.
Yeah.
But if you're a woman or a person of color, an advanced degree still does not mean equal pay or for equal work.
Mm.
And according to a nonprofit focus on helping women advance in business, their study said, this is from the Forte Foundation, they said that a woman by the name of Michelle has found that overall men and women of all races tend to see a 63% increase in a salary after they've earned an MBA. However, when comparing these salaries within that group in this particular study.
So men and women with MBAs. Right?
They see their salary go up, mm-hmm. you know. But the people in this particular group, right, that were studied in this study, compared their salaries within the group. Okay.
Right.
And the women and people of color still received lower pay than their white male counterparts.
Wow.
Despite having an equivalent credentials.
Ooh, that just doesn't feel good.
It does.
That's like you've got an MD, I've got an MD, but you're making more money than me because you're a guy. That doesn't make sense. And you've got an MBA, I've got an MBA, but you're making more money because you're a guy.
Right, no, right. That's why we're talking about women economics, right?
So
how, as women, are we and people of color going to get to parity?
Yes.
How are we going to do that?
That's exactly where I wanted to go. So what do we do?
Yes. Well, companies need to call managers out and make them responsible for ensuring that equitable positions are being made. And some people that looked at these studies, their response was they think companies need to have more intention. Like you said, set mm-hmm. an intention. Have an mm-hmm. intention around that.
Yeah.
As well as looking at the whole pipeline to see how women and minorities are progressing up the chain in an organization,
yes,
right?
Right.
So they won't be lost, okay? This study found that women and minorities that have a higher education, MBA, or, you know, more profession, like we talked about, for women, they actually experience less job satisfaction.
Women do?
Mm-hmm. That have these MBAs, that are physicians or are professionals with advanced degrees.
Do
and
we
they
know
say,
why?
They say that unhappiness is linked to the compensation of having little room for advancement in the workplace. But rather than addressing the pay gap with their boss or their manager,
mm-hmm.
women often say, I have not taken action and do not intend to. They'll say, I just left the company.
And you know what? I think we need to pause here for a moment because this is important.
Yes, it is.
Because if we just leave, we don't fix anything.
No.
We don't change anything.
No. No.
And I'm as I'm sitting here listening to you, I'm getting total chills because I'm thinking about the movie. I wonder if you saw the movie called On the Basis of Sex.
No, I didn't.
It's the Ruth Bader Ginsburg
story. Oh, yes. Okay. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, my God. What an amazing movie.
Yes, yes, yes.
But there was a woman who was looked upon with a disdain by men who were in Harvard Law School.
Right,
she was one of the first allowed to go to Harvard Law School. She, after graduating at the top of her class and helping her husband, who was ill most of the time.
Absolutely, yes.
She couldn't get a job. She could not get a job with a law firm because either the wives of the lawyers didn't want a woman at the office or the men did not look at her as equally capable. So that's the bottom line. The front runners or somebody who's willing to take a stand, and it may be you because I know how feisty you are, somebody's going to be uncomfortable while we address the reality of this problem. And that's why I was so excited when you wanted to talk about this today because the first thing has to be awareness, right?
Right.
People have to
absolutely.
Know it's mm-hmm. not equal out there yet, you guys. It's not equal. And if we don't fight for it, if we don't stand up, know that we're worth it, like I was saying to the email person earlier.
I thought the same thing when I heard you talking. Yes.
You've got to know in your core that you deserve this and walk in from that position of strength of who you are.
That's right. You're absolutely right. And I think that people have to be encouraged to do that, to say that I decided to leave my job because I wasn't paid the same as the male counterpart, and we had the exact same equivalent education or credentials or so on and so forth, instead of standing up for yourself, says that how are we going to help collectively the women rise, and underprivileged people or people of color or whatever, rise up to have equality.
Mm-hmm.
So to fix the problem, we have to make sure that we do everything we can to ensure a fair chance for women and minorities to advance in the companies. And if not, then the organizations will continue to lose diverse talent,
mm-hmm.
that we talked about before, right?
Yep.
Diverse talent. And rather than assuming the onus is on the candidate, they'll have to notice or take notice that they have a problem and they need to fix it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now, I just want to say that Sally Krawcheck is the one that owns the Elevest Investing for Women.
Oh.
She's fantastic. She's phenomenal. You can find her on LinkedIn if you don't already know about her. Some of you may be investing with her, but she's wonderful. She has been a leader on Wall Street for many years, and she has tried to penetrate this inequality issue for years and years and years. And out of her own frustration, no matter how far she went up the ladder, she still found it to be everywhere she was in her professionally. So she decided that she'd start her own company.
I love that. And I think this idea, Sherry, of women either banding together to make change or walking the tough road and doing what you have to do to create that change. I mean, if we all kind of, I love your idea of working from a spirit of all of us together.
Collectively, yes.
Collectively. And I wish we had more time. Unfortunately, we are out of time to talk about this today. But to all our listeners, you've heard the points that Sherry's made today. We need to be aware and we need to fight for change. We need to walk in there and ask for that raise with poise, with power, with calm, and help make change for women all over the world. And Sherry, I thank you with all my heart for all you do to help make good changes for women all over the world, helping them grow their beautiful financial futures. And I want to thank my listeners for being with us again. We love bringing our messages to you. You can hear us on Sunday nights at 9 o'clock on AM 1170, The Answer, or 96.1 FM. And as you know, we're on every major podcast platform. And if you forget all of that, just ask Alexa. She'll find us. We're out there. All right, and we'll see you next week on Change It Up Radio with Paula Shaw. Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you, Paula. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Change It Up with Life Transitions expert, speaker, and best-selling author, Paula Shaw. Join the Change It Up movement with Paula Shaw as we explore topics that inspire, welcome change, and create a new kind of conversation. To learn more about Paula, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities, visit changeitupradio.com. Whether you're feeling happy, sad, mad, or glad, it never hurts to change it up.